Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
Purple Ninjas, what are you working on over there?
Off in the corner, the Purple Ninjas were working with Professor Sticky Fingers on something very sticky.
Well, boss, we've been working on, you might call it the world's stickiest glue.
Is that true, Professor?
Oh boy, of course it is. Yes, this is the stickiest glue that will never become unstuck. I promise.
Okay, well, what does it mean? Like, we've had sticky things before. What makes this so different?
Well, Doctor, why don't you go look at the plans on the table? I think you'll like them.
Dr. Stinky Breath walked over to the table in the middle of the room. And they were right. There were a whole bunch of plans on the table spread out everywhere. It was a little bit of a mess. But after one look at it, Dr. Stinky Breath started to laugh.
Purple Ninjas, Professor, these look great. Do you think we can create that much heat?
Oh, I certainly. Take a look at this over here.
The Purple Ninja handed Dr. Stinky Breath another piece of paper.
With lava? Oh, perfect. I love it. Well, you better get this run right. I'm tired of losing. But this one, this one looks good.
What in the world could they be planning with glue and heat? Sounds very strange and not even that scary. Well, meanwhile, Jaden was out visiting his grandpa out in the country at his grandpa's farm. This was something that Jaden always loved to do. He got to go there every couple weeks or every couple months or so and spend a whole long weekend with his grandpa. He'd packed his bag and jumped in the car, and off they drove. He loved driving out to his grandpa's farm because there were so many cool things along the way. The big hills, the bridges they would drive over with rushing rivers underneath. But that smell. Oh, even if they had the windows up, it always crept inside. The smell of farm poop was very memorable. Oh. While Jaden was headed out towards his grandpa's farm, Ava was working on a school project at Spyology Squad HQ. It was really cool. It was all about submarines, and she had to build a working model of a submarine that could float and sink. It was really hard. How in the world am I supposed to do this? Said Ava. She was holding a whole bunch of things, like popsicle sticks over a big bucket of water and some straws and tin can and all kinds of things. Like I said, it was really hard. Oh, I need to take a break from this. Let me call Jaden and see what he's up to. Shh. Hey, Jaden, how's your grandpa's farm? Oh, it's awesome. I just got here, and once you get over the smell and get used to it, there's just like 1,000 things to do here. And I just got here a little while ago, and we're about to get ready for dinner, but how are you doing? Shh, I've been better. This school project of building that submarine is way harder than I thought it was going to be. Have you ever done this before? Asked Ava. No, I've never done the submarine project, but I know you can do it, said Jaden. Hey, I'm sorry, I gotta go. My grandpa's calling me in for dinner, but we'll talk later, okay? Shh. Okay, over and out. Shh. Meanwhile, up in the stinky blimp lab.
All right, Purple Ninjas. I saw plans for underground pipes. How is that coming around?
It's going pretty good. We have a whole bunch of robots that we programmed to dig for us so that we don't have to go underground with a whole bunch of little shovels. But anyway, yeah, the holes in the pipes are coming around great. Let me check real quick.
The Purple Ninja opened up his computer and started typing away. I think he was pulling up some kind of report of how the pipes were coming along.
Yeah, look right here. We're almost ready to start the first round of tests.
Perfect. I think our first round of tests should be reserved for, you know, the kids on the spy team. I think they're the ones that deserve our gift that will send them to the clouds.
Hey, Grandpa, could you pass the mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah, that's just a really heavy bowl. Hold on a second.
His grandpa leaned over the table to grab that big bowl of mashed potatoes.
Here you go, Jaden.
Thanks, Grandpa. Hey, and it's getting pretty hot in here. Like, I'm starting to sweat. Do you mind if I turn the heater off? Asked Jaden.
Oh, my. Well, I don't think the heater is on, but you can go check.
As Jaden stood up from the table and walked over to the window, he tried to open it. It's stuck. It's not moving. Here, let me try this other one, said Jaden. He moved over to another window and gave it a pull. They're totally stuck.
What are you talking about? Step aside, let me try.
His grandpa stood up from the table,
and then all of a sudden the ground started to shake. It's an earthquake! Jaden, get under the table!
Shouted his grandpa, and they both took cover, diving underneath the table.
As everything started to shake, the whole house felt like it was being picked up and shaken around. What in the world is going on? And do you think it has to do with what Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are planning with lava and glue? It doesn't make any sense how that could be connected, but all I know is that anytime something crazy happens like this, it's gotta be connected to Dr. Stinky Breath.
Well, friends, I don't know what in the world is going on or what is going to happen. So we are gonna have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.